In order for index funds to build you wealth and really make you money, you have to invest in them the right way, because this isn't one of those things where you can just invest in an index fund on Monday and expect to be rich by Wednesday. Index fund investing is a long-term wealth building tool, and the way you make the most money and build the most wealth by investing in index funds is by...
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to The Minority Mindset.
Do you want to know the real secret to building wealth in the stock market? Here's a hint. It's not by hoping you find the next Amazon. The stock market is one of the most accessible wealth building tools that you can access. But lots of people never actually end up making money or building wealth in the stock market. There are essentially two ways that you can invest in the stock market. You have the cool way, oh yeah. And then you have the boring but profitable way, oh yeah. When most people invest in the stock market, they're trying to find the next Amazon or Tesla. They're trying to be cool. It's the cool way to invest because you want to find the next hot stock and buy it before it gets big. You can make a lot of money doing that, but it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of research. And most people don't actually put in the work to do it. They're just gambling. And there's a lot of people, especially when you first enter the stock market, that get really allured by this idea of being able to flip a stock very quickly for a huge profit. Like, you see this penny stock trading at 4 cents a share and you think, whoa, what if I buy $1,000 worth of this stock and it goes up to 8 cents a share? That's not that big of a jump. If that happens, I'm gonna make $1,000. And if the stock goes up to a dollar, I'm gonna have $25,000 doing nothing. And the next thing you know, your money's gone because that stock went out of business. Trust me, I know, I've been there. Even if you're too smart for penny stocks and you're investing in well-established companies, chances are you felt the pain of investing in a company and then you see your stock go down. I mean, that's why so many people are searching, why do stocks go down when I buy them on Google? So now you have a lot of people that are investing in companies and losing money. And then you also have this big group of people that are scared to invest in stocks because they see all these people lose their money. But there is another way that you can invest in stocks that doesn't have as much risk, where you don't have to try to find the perfect company, where you can build sustainable wealth. The downfall with this is kind of boring. It's not as cool as trying to find the next Amazon. So what is the secret system? Index funds. Index funds, not to be confused with index fingers or index cards, are a simpler but boring way for you to invest in stocks and build profit over the long term while compounding your wealth. That's why in this video, I'm gonna be going over index funds, and more specifically, Vanguard index funds, and you'll see what I mean in just a minute. But before I get into that, I need you to do me a quick favor and smash that thumbs up button below, because the way the YouTube algorithm works, if you do not smash that thumbs up button, then YouTube is much less likely to show you and other people our financial news and education videos. An index is a group of stocks, is a segment, and a fund is something that you can invest in. So as a simple example, let's say you really like tech companies, but you don't know how to find the best tech stock. So let's create a tech index fund. So remember, an index is a group of stocks, and in this, we're gonna create one right now. Let's put in Amazon, AMZN, these are the ticker symbols, Facebook, Google, what's another tech stock? Apple, AAPL. So now we have just created an index, which is a group of stocks. Now, if you want to invest in this group of stocks and you don't want to individually invest in all these companies, you can invest into this fund. So now this has just become a fund. This fund invests in these individual stocks and you can buy shares of this fund. Now, you're not going to be the person that's actually creating the fund because there's a lot of complexities into that and they get a lot bigger than this. I'm just showing you kind of as an example of what an index is, but you as an investor can invest into a fund which invests in a bunch of stocks. That way you don't have to try to find the best company to invest in. The reason passively managed index funds have become so popular is because back in the day, the only way that you could invest in funds was by investing in what's called actively managed funds. Here's the thing, someone or something has to manage this index of stocks, because if Facebook goes out of business because people don't want Facebook anymore and people stop buying Apple iPhones, then what's gonna happen to this fund? You're gonna have only some stocks that are doing well and all these stocks that are going bankrupt. And if that's the case, your investment is gonna tank. So someone or something is gonna have to actually manage this fund to make sure that the stocks in here are doing well. And you're not gonna be the one doing that, because the whole point of investing in this fund is so that you don't have to do all the work. In actively managed funds, what would happen is you would have this person right here manage this index. So let's draw a nice mustache on this person. And this person probably went to Yale for undergrad and they went to Wharton for business school for their MBA, and to most people, that means they're probably very smart. Now, to me, I'm sure they're very smart, but what that means to me is they're probably gonna charge you a whole lot of money. And that's exactly what these money managers did. So they would create this fund, and then they would charge you a whole lot of money. So this is you, the investor, and a lot of your money would go right into this person with a mustache's pocket. So if you wanted to invest in stocks, but you didn't want to put in the time and effort to research companies and to manage your stocks, then what you would do is you would hand over your money to this money manager with a mustache who went to Yale, who went to Wharton, who is now going to charge you a whole lot of money to take your money and put it into this index or fund that they are managing. And if your index, your investment goes down, they're still going to charge you a lot of money. This model is why index funds, as we know them today, were created. Now, I have nothing against mustaches, but I really like the idea of people being able to invest their money without paying all their money in fees. The way it worked is, instead of having this guy with a mustache manage your money, how about, and let me erase the mustache and the person, how about we just have a computer manage your investments, because computers are a whole lot cheaper to manage, and we could just tell the computer, hey, why don't we just create this investment where this thing, this fund, invests in the top 10 tech companies. And now, if Facebook goes bankrupt, this computer can automatically kick Facebook out and put in a new company. So this was automation coming into the money management and investment game, because now, instead of paying an expensive money manager, people can create an algorithm of what type of companies they want to invest in. And so if you want to invest in the top 10 tech companies and one company goes below that threshold, this computer will automatically kick this company out of the fund and bring in a new company. Like if Facebook goes out, maybe Snapchat will come in. This computer will automatically calculate that and make these transactions, that way your fund has the stocks that you have in the algorithm. Two things happen when you do this. First, you as the investor, you get to save a whole lot of money, because managing a computer is a whole lot cheaper than paying a money manager who went to Yale and who went to Wharton to manage your money. And second, you get to take the emotion out of investing. The reason so many people, including high-paid money managers, lose money in the market is because people are emotional beings. When the 2020 pandemic hit and the stock market crashed, do you want to know what a lot of expensive money managers did? They sold. They were selling stocks out of their fund out of fear. If your fund manager makes bad trades and you lose money in your investment, but you also have to keep paying your money manager. Look, there's a time and a place for actively managed funds, but if you really want to get the good money managers, you need a lot of money to invest with them. So now we're talking millions of dollars. If you don't have millions of dollars to invest, chances are you're not going to get access to the greatest money managers. Passively managed funds let you invest your money into stocks while paying low fees, and a lot of times these passively managed funds will get you better returns than actively managed funds, and you get to pay way less in fees. But in order for index funds to build you wealth and really make you money, you have to invest in them the right way, because this isn't one of those things where you can just invest in an index fund on Monday and expect to be rich by Wednesday. Index fund investing is a long-term wealth building tool, and the way you make the most money and build the most wealth by investing in index funds is by investing money consistently into the index funds and investments that you have. So this is investing money every week or every month into your funds. Now, investing has risks, okay? You are never guaranteed to make money when you invest. You might even lose money. So make sure you always do your own due diligence and never blindly listen to a random guy on YouTube. But let's take a look at this. So VOO is an index fund created by Vanguard, and VOO invests in the top 500 companies in the stock market. Okay, so VOO is that index fund and invests in these top 500 companies. So now what you can do is you can invest into this fund. Again, I'm not telling you what to buy, just an example. And this fund gives you exposure to the top 500 companies. Between November of 2010 and November of 2020, VOO, this index fund, returned an average of 13% a year over the last 10 years. This doesn't mean that the fund went up by 13% every single year consistently. It means some years it went up more than 13%, some years it went down by 13%, but on average over those 10 years, this fund went up by 13% a year. Let's put this in perspective. Let's say you had $10,000 and you put this money into the bank. And I'm gonna be very generous, and I'm gonna say that your bank paid you a half of 1% a year in interest. If you did that over 10 years, your $10,000 would grow, and it would grow to a whopping $10,500 after 1 decade. If you put your $10,000 here into this index fund that gave you general exposure to the stock market, then your money would have grown from $10,000 all the way up to $33,000. And this is on the side without you doing any work. You just put your money in and then you go do something else. Now, I get it. Hindsight is 20/20. Of course, it's easy for me to look back and say, hey, you should have done this. But this is the reality of how investing works, okay? If you don't take risks, your money is not gonna grow. Again, past performance does not indicate future performance, but let's just assume for a second that you can maintain that 13% return that we just saw in the previous example. But let's say that you don't have $10,000 to put into an investment. So instead of putting $10,000 cash into an investment, you do something a lot smaller. You do $250 a month. Now, whether the fund goes up or down, you're gonna put $250 a month every single month into your fund, and you're gonna do this no matter what, and you're gonna do this for 10 years. So for the next 10 years, you're gonna keep putting $250 a month into your investment, and over those 10 years, you will have put $30,000 into your investment. But assuming you get the same average return, your $30,000 will have grown to $63,000 on the side. But let's keep going. Let's say you do this for another 10 years. Now you will have put aside $60,000. So this is 10 years, another 10 years, over 20 years into your investment money. But because you're investing this money, you will have grown this money to over $270,000. You got more than $250,000 in your investment account because you're investing this money passively. Again, this is assuming you got a 13% return, but I got this number from the last 10 years of how the stock market has grown and how these index funds that match the general stock market have grown. I'm not saying this is what's guaranteed, but I'm showing you what's possible if you invest your money. And the great thing about this is this investment is passive. You're not trying to find the best stocks. You're not trying to research other companies. You're just putting your money into an investment that's investing in stocks for you. The reason so many people don't do this is because investing in passively managed index funds is not as cool and it's not as hot as trying to find the next Tesla or Amazon. The reality is building long-term sustainable wealth and growing it in the stock market is not easy. Yeah, it looks easy when you're in a bull market because everybody's making money. Then it's easy. You can just throw your money anywhere and you're gonna make money. But when things go bad and times get rough, which will happen, you have to anticipate this. This is where you have to have a strategy. And if you are investing in index funds, it's all about just consistently investing every week or every month and letting your investments grow and compound over time. There are index funds for almost anything you can imagine. You have your general stock market funds like VOO, which I talked about. VOO was created by Vanguard, but you have other ones like SPY, which are not created by Vanguard. Both of them invest in the top 500 companies in the stock market. But you also have sector-specific funds, so these are a little bit more narrow. So these are things like tech funds and growth stock funds and real estate funds and dividend stock funds. Vanguard was the first company to really go out and create these type of index funds, but now lots of companies have them. Now, I know this might be a little bit confusing, but finding an index fund is actually a lot easier than you might think. Let's say you want to invest in tech stocks, but you don't want to actually find the best tech company to invest in, so you want to go this fund route. So what you could do is you go to Google and you just search best tech index funds. And what's going to come up is you're going to see all these lists of tech ETFs. All an ETF means is it's a fund that you can buy through a stock brokerage digitally. Remember, back in the day, you couldn't always buy these funds digitally. You had to call up a broker and manually do it. So an ETF just means you can do it digitally. Two things that you want to make sure you pay attention to are what companies your fund invests in and what the fees are. Again, this is very easy to do. You just got to Google it. Going back to VOO, if you go to Google and you search VOO details, it's going to take you to the Vanguard website and you can see the list of all the companies that VOO invests in and the different percentages that it invests in. And you can also see the fees, which is called the expense ratio. At the time we're recording this video, you'll see that the VOO expense ratio is 0.3%, which means for every $100 you invest into this fund, they're gonna charge you 3 pennies as a fee for every $100 you invest. So this isn't a lot of money because they're using a computer to help manage your fund. They don't have this fancy guy, an expensive guy with a mustache who you have to pay a ton of money to invest your money and manage your money. The key here is having the right mindset because you wanna be investing for the long term because this is a long-term wealth building play. It's also very important for you to stay up to date on what's happening in the top finance and business news. That way you can make smart decisions with your money. And if you're looking for an easy way to do that, that's why we created the free Market Briefs newsletter, where our team first breaks down the top finance and business news, and then we show you how this news affects your wallet. That way you can be smart with your money. This newsletter is completely free, and you can subscribe to our free finance and business newsletter by clicking the link up here or by clicking the link in the description below. By the way, our financial news emails are separate from our financial education emails.